Blog Talk Radio.
What's up with you people? Thank you so much for joining me once again for another evening with your boy Mr. Montavian Morrow here with Keeping It Together. I'm so glad that you decided to take time out of your so busy schedule and tune in and listen to me, and hopefully we can get you to listen to me, call in and chat in and text in and do all of those other lovely things to be a part of our show. Thank you so much. You still have time to go tell everybody to get online. Mr. is on the air doing what he do, helping you with your relationships, helping you to build your family, helping you to get it back together where you've lost your fire, helping you with whatever types of relational issues you have, everything from relating to your mate, your girlfriend, your significant other, to relating to your boss and your coworkers and your kinfolks that got on your last damn nerve. Call on in, talk to us. We want to talk about it. Let's see what you got going on, see what we can help you with. All relations are open for discussion. We want to hear about it. We want to talk about it. We want to get it out into the air, into the airways. We don't want to talk about all your personal business, but whatever you want to discuss with us, we are here to discuss it with you. Tell everybody we're online. Go text them. Go tweet them. Go well, all that other stuff y'all young folks be doing. You got the phone sitting up next to you. Do something with it. Let's all get together and help each other. We're all going through some different things. We're all going through something that can help somebody else. It wasn't just meant for you to go through and be sick about it. It was meant for you to go through, get through, so you can help somebody else get through it too. So get your people on board, call people. Those of you that are listening online right now, you've gone into the archives, you heard about the show, somebody told you something, girl, you got to go listen to this dude online. Ooh-wee, he crazy as hell, but he be telling the truth. He be hitting you right between the eyes with it, girl. Yeah, I'm that dude. If you're listening online, listening from the archives, thank you for taking time out to listen on the archive. I hope this helps you in some way, shape, form, or fashion to get you over whatever hump that you're over. Feel free to contact me on Facebook or on Twitter. We'll get to that. It's Mr. M-Y-S-T-A on Twitter. And if you're looking for me on Facebook, it's the Keeping It Together. It's, of course, Facebook.com, /Keeping It Together. Get with me via social media or, just hit me up. I'm Montavian Morrow. It ain't but two of us. It's me and a junior. I'm the older, more handsome one, and he's the younger, cuter one. He's getting there. I give him time. But we want to make a couple of few announcements before we really get into the show. I want to, we want to talk a little bit about Destiny Empowerment Network. This network of entrepreneurs, and I'm just going to say this, a network of awesome-ass people. You want to be a part of the DEN, the Destiny Empowerment Network. This is a network of folks that's trying to do something. Look here, got my crazy ass online trying to help you out with your relationships. That's an automatic plus right there. We are doing things. We're not sitting back waiting on stuff to happen. We are out, not only out on the airways, but we're out in your communities. These are people who are doing functioning events. They are in the old folks' homes. They are doing, health fairs. These are people. There are other shows that which we're going to talk about here right quick before we get too far into the show. The Destiny Empowerment Network is here to empower you, to better your life, to help you get to that next plateau, the plateau two, not just the plateau, not just singular, the plateau two. Yeah, I'm making up a new word while I'm online. Listen, we are here to help you move on to that next level in that next area, whether it be business or whether it be personal, whether it be financial, whether it be spiritual. Yes, my crazy ass is spiritual too. God does have some hard head kids that don't always talk all holier than thou, and I can do that too with the best of them, but I choose not to. I am that little hard head kid that God have to come through every now and again and say, boy, I did something when I made you. Bless my name. He have to do that sometime with me, and that's okay because he made me like this for a reason. It takes all kinds. We're going to help you in any way that we possibly can, if we can do it, if you'll allow it, if you'll take some of the information that we're giving you and use it to your betterment, I promise you, you'll be the better for it. Listen, there is another show. Of course, I am here every Sunday night, 7 o'clock, dealing with you and your relationship issues, family, marital, spousal, work relationship, pet relationship. Are you treating your dog right? You treating your cat right? Is all their hair falling out and you don't know why? You might be the problem. I'm just saying. We're going to help you with that too. Any type of relationship issues, your boy is going to try to help you out with that. On Monday nights, every Monday night, from 8 o'clock on until they get tired of talking and run out of spit, you got Ken and Kelsey Gordon, these two wonderful people, with their show The Success Factor with Ken and Kelsey Gordon. They're coming on and telling you about all of the things that need to help you be successful. Do you realize that there are a lot of small things that you can be doing that will get you to the next level? And they're so small to where if you overlook them on a daily basis, you don't even realize that by making these small adjustments that it would catapult you into the next level of success. And they're covering everything from these little tidbits of knowledge to just drop in your spirit to get you going all the way up to, listen, you need to talk to these people about branding your business. You need to come to us about being more successful in your marketing campaign. You need to come to us about doing all of these things. And they're also talking to you about family and how to be more successful in your family, because having businesses and trying to run a family, that's hard work. This is hard work. It's hard being as good, I promise you. Tune in to The Success Factor. You need these things. They're helping you, and they're telling you some things that you really and definitely need to know. When you get through listening to Kelsey and Ken, you get through listening to these two cats, and they get you over that Monday hump, and you're ready. Now you get up and ready to do it. Then the founder of the Destiny Empowerment Network is going to come in at 6 o'clock on Tuesday night, and she's going to do the business makeover with Miss Sharice Riley. She's going to come right back at you, and she hitting you with the straight business talk. How do you get your network marketing business up to going? I know y'all don't like network marketing. Look, it is what it is. Your multi-level marketing business. How do you get you selling shoes? You selling scarves? You selling jewelry, I don't care, you selling vitiligo disease so we can become whiter or something. I don't know. Whatever you selling, Ms. Sharice Riley is going to help you to make your business over, to make you more successful in your business. She has some tidbits and knowledge and wisdom in the business arena. She's a motivational speaker. She's a writer. Ain't no telling that I'm going to start calling that girl the Autobot or something, because she might transform into anything that you need her to be to get your business to going. Listen to that show. If you are someone who is trying to be in business and trying to get your business together and get it off the ground, up and running, she is a business coach. She's also a personal coach. Hell, she coaches me. That's why I'm helping me to coach you. This is someone you need to be in league with. You need to come on and get in this den. We are at the Lions' den, and we hungry. We coming to get it. Best believe it's about to get got. So listen, you got Montavion Morrow keeping it together Sunday, 7 o'clock. Then on Monday night, you have the Success Factor with Ken and Kelsey Gordon at 8 o'clock. Then we're going to hit you one more time on Tuesday with the Business Makeover with Sharice Riley at 6 o'clock, all right here on the blogtalkradio.com in the / Destiny Empowerment Network. All of these shows in the Destiny Empowerment Network. Also, coming to you real soon, I think that we're coming in May again. You trying to figure out how to buy a house? You ain't got two nickels to rub together? Your credit's so bad that when they run your score, people just start laughing and walk off? You need to get with my man, V. Scott. Vincent Michael Scott, when you're trying to do some business with him, because we've got the sound professional. Vincent Scott is a guy, he's been in the mortgage industry 20-plus years. I know I did. I've been in real estate and did mortgages. Well, we just talked about this a little bit ago, about 18, 20 years myself. So this young man has done it for 20-plus years. Got to be 25 going. Oh, yeah. This boy been everything from a rehabber to a mortgage broker and had real estate and real estate agent. So if it's something to deal with real estate and learning how to buy a house, flip a house, you want to get into real estate investment, then this show is starting in May. I believe it's going to be either Wednesday or Thursday nights. Might be Friday, but we'll get back to you on that one. You need to listen in on that. How do you start getting yourself prepared to buy a home? How do you start saving? What do you start doing as far as getting your credit together? How long you need to be on your job? How much money you need to make? What are these debts that you actually have to pay off versus the ones that you just really need to pay off? What type of debt-to-income ratio do you need to have for the kind of house you need to get? Can I afford to live in Highland Park, or do I need to get myself on down here to East Garland somewhere? You need to know these things prior to going into trying to buy a house so that you're not disappointed and just give up on it and continue in the rat race of renting. Be ready for that show right there. That's going to be one for you. Okay. Whew. Them was our announcements. Had to get through it. Don't forget, there's something going on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday already. And we're coming up. We're going to have a show sooner or later. It's coming. Just wait. Destiny Empowerment Network. There will be a show every night of the week. It's getting there. Just wait. You ain't got nothing to do. You will be empowered. We getting there. So, tonight, we talking about keeping it together. Keeping it together is a show. It is about relationships. We're dealing with relationships, but we're not specifically pinpointing specific relationships. We're talking about everything that has to do with relational issues all the way around. I'm not just in a relationship with a significant other. I have to be able to relate to my children. I have to be able to relate to my family and my family members. I don't live at home anymore, but I still got to keep in relationship with my mama Nia, my daddy Nia. It does pay to talk to your cousins and your kinfolk and all of these other people at some other time other than family reunions and funerals. You know, we could, you know, get together and have some chicken or something on some other time other than family reunion and funerals. Let's build those relationships. We will be talking about those things. Are you the person at work where they hate to see you coming? We need to talk about those things. Do you continually get passed over for promotion and you do the job better than everybody else? That has to do with the way that your relationship with your coworkers, your management, your company. We need to talk about those things. We want to empower you to do better. If somebody sitting at work talking about you right now, they can tell when you done got some or not. I'm like, oh, yeah. He got some cutty last night because he brought donuts. He's smiling and giggling and going on. Somebody done hooked him up last night. I hope they give him some next week because we don't want to deal with that joke at the end neither. we need to talk with you about your relational issues, your folk at work. It's not just dealing with the people at home. It's dealing with your world around you, period. We relate to the world. It's not just the person that we come home to every day, but it is relating to the world can have a direct effect on how we relate to the person we come home to every day, and vice versa. If I got to come home to hell every day, by the time I get to work, everybody else is going to catch the hell I just came from. If I'm dealing with hell at work and I got to go home to somebody and I got to bring that hell home with me, then you see what I'm saying? We have to learn how to relate to our world. It's a balancing act. So what are we talking about tonight? About y'all been kind of waiting on this. Other than y'all waiting on me to talk about sex, I know y'all waiting on me to talk about sex. I got to build you up for that. Baby steps, baby steps. Let's crawl before you walk. Can't just throw y'all out here into the sexual arena with Mister. It's just not going to work out like that. Let's take baby steps. Let's talk about some other stuff first. Let's get up to that. Let's gear up to that. I got to get your palate right before I tell you about all these Kama Sutra positions and whatnot. Try to keep some fire in your relationship. Let's baby step, people. So we've talked about why we lie, why people lie in relationships, from little white lies to big naked nasty lies. We've talked about how to train your partner so that they don't feel like they have to lie to you. We've talked about preparing yourselves to be in a relationship. We talked about how you need to get yourself ready. The things that you're looking for in a potential mate, do you have those things? Or are you prepared? You know, you looking for somebody with a 700 credit score, do you have 700 credit score? You looking for somebody that's 6 foot with a six-pack with a six-figure income, do you? Well, you might not be 6 foot, but do you have a six-pack, six-figure income? You know, we've talked about the importance of communication. You know, how you are communicating, how you're talking back and forth with the one that you're in a relationship with. Are you always yelling all the time? Are you talking with an attitude, got your hand on your head, working your neck? You mad about everything? How is your communication perceived while you're in a network? I'm sorry, while you're in a relationship or who you're relating to or in a relationship with. But today we're gonna veer a little bit away from that, just a little bit, just a very little bit. We're going to veer away from that a little bit. And today we're going to go into a bit of a topic concerning what happens when all of that has failed. What happens when it all goes to shit, then what? That's right, mofos. We're talking about single parenting. Yes, we're discussing your scrotum sac escapees and the eggs with the soft shells. The ones that made it, they got away, one way or another. Now, who did you make your baby with? Did you by chance jump into a relationship that you were not prepared for? Was there a communication breakdown? Was the relationship mismanaged in some way? Did that no good bastard cheat on you? Or was it a one-night stand? Did she forget to take that pill? Did the condom break? Or are you like me and the IUD decided to take a break on booty night? Had you not had sex in such a long time that you had all this surplus of seed built up and backed up, and that it exploded in ecstasy and passion, and it got past all of your prophylactic equipment? Did you go to get an abortion just to find out that you were 2 weeks too late? Or did somebody not come with they have for the fee? Was the other person you made a baby with in a legally binding relationship with somebody else? Girl, you still trying to explain to that man why that baby don't look like your husband? Bruh, you still telling your wife that that chick is a close friend of the family and her kid is your godchild? Your mama don't know her. Your mama don't know nothing about her. Don't nobody in your family know who she is. But that baby look like you. Were you raped or molested and have a child as a result of that act? Ooh, and is the man or woman who did this horrible act, are they still around looking like that baby? Were you one of these mofos that got pregnant or impregnated one of your teachers at school? And sidebar, where the hell were all these teachers, these horn-ass teachers, when I was in school? I didn't have none of them. All my teachers were so old, they graded God when he was laying the foundations of the world. All these old-ass teachers. Now you got these young, horny teachers in here giving out all these good grades for all this good booty, and I didn't get none of that. All these ancient teachers, they teaching from experience because they was there when everything happened. When they created math, I was right there. Yeah, we know you was right there. You turning in the dust before our eyes. Okay, I'm gonna get off that. That was. I'm sorry, I had to vent on that one. We didn't have none of that when I was in school. But in any event, ladies and gentlemen, whatever the reason, however you ended up with a baby, you're here now. And you are no longer with the mother or the father of your offspring. However that happened, however you got here, however they got here, they here now. So all of those things that we talked about in our previous shows, the communication, the training, the investment of time, learning one another, understanding each other's languages, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. These things were, for whatever reason, not applied. So we have yet another failed relationship. But this one has more than just a broken heart as a consequence. This time, you're both left with a lifetime commitment to care for the upbringing of a whole nother brand new life. We gonna talk about this. Are you a single parent, or are you just a parent that's single? And there is a difference. Now, I did a little research. I just can't come to you naked with this. I had to go do some looking up because I know we always want to say it's always single parents. We always want, or I'm sorry, we always want to say that. The mother is always the single person has to raise the child. We always want to say, the father is missing, or even more so than that, we can say we always want to say, well, black parents or black mothers are or normally single mothers or Hispanic or Latino mothers are always end up being single mothers. We want to put it on one or the other based on race or gender. And that's not necessarily so. So as late as 2013, and these were the polls that I was pulling, as late as 2013, there were 24.6 million children in the U.S. A whopping 36% of those children were being raised in a single parent homes, according to the National Kids Count Data Center and Census report. 36%. Out of 24.6 million, 36% white, black, Asian, Hispanic, 36% single parent homes. Obviously, that particular statistic, is not shocking. We know half of us know people who are raising children in a single parent home or who were raised in a single parent home. That's not big news. We're all accustomed to with the burden of raising children being left to the mother, and that is to our shame. And the numerous factors that lead to us having these numbers really can be attributed to a great many elements of our degrading society. Have you looked at television? Have you looked at the news? Have you listened to the radio? Have you seen anything or any elements of our society that make you feel good about the world at large? You see them, but they are few and far in between. So tonight's discussion is geared towards speaking to the why, or I'm sorry, it's not geared towards speaking to the why we're here, because that's too long of a list, but to what do we do now that we're here. The past is done, and we can't do a damn thing about it. You've already done it. You've already laid down. You've already made the baby. Baby here now. Nothing we can do about that. Whatever mistakes you feel that you have made, we can't go back and take back what we've done, but we can now work towards what we need to do to make our situation better. That's what the Destiny Empowerment Network is all about. So whatever it was, the past is done. We got to deal with the present to ensure our future. So it didn't work. Whatever it was, we now have a life to deal with. So here's the question. Are you a single parent? Or are you a parent that's single? Handle that right quick. Deal with that. Think about it. Think about what that means. We're going to take a short break. I'm going to drink some water. Rejuvenate my spit. We're going to open up the chat lines. Hit me on Facebook. If you're logged in to Blog Talk Radio, /Destiny Empowerment, keeping it together, hit me on the chat line. Hit me with your questions. Hit me with your scenarios. What's your scenario? I'm going to talk about my scenario. Let me hear what your scenario is. Let's talk about it. Let's see if we can better those scenarios for the maximum benefit of the child. And we're going to talk about that, the maximum benefit of the child. Now, y'all were talking about me and my old school music last time, but we got the request for that to come back again. So we're going to hit you with this one more time. While we go on break for a short quick second, and we'll be right back.
I got up this morning, my first day on a new job. I got in my car, and my car wouldn't start. I went outside, I got my bike. I was determined to make this gig, even if I have to hitchhike. I was doing about 15 miles an hour. I wasn't missing now, spook. I got 3 blocks up the street, and the damn chain broke. I just keep on running. Running in the closed door. Mama sure was right. She said, son, when it rains, it pours. Me and some friends of mine went bowling one night, and I was bragging about my stroke. When my turn came, I dropped the ball on my toe. I had this woman with me that I was trying to impress. I bought her a drink. Y'all ain't spilling on a dress. If it ain't one thing, y'all, it's another. I spent my last penny on her. She told me she had a full-time lover. I just keep on running. Running in the closed door. Mama sure was right. It's a sun when it rains, it pours. My woman called me up. She said, word done got around town about me going with her best friend, and she was gonna put me down. I left the house feeling bad, headed to a poker game. I figured sooner or later my luck has gotta change. I took a shortcut through the alley, and oh, it's a crying shame. Somebody hit me on my head and took my last piece of chain. I just keep on running, running in the closed door. Mama sure was right. She said, son, when it rains, it pours. I'ma show one right. She said, son, when it rains, it pours.
All right, people, we're back. We're back. We are back. Hope y'all enjoyed that. Hope y'all enjoyed that. I got to take a quick sip of something and get some spit back in my mouth so I can keep on talking like he was keep on running, keep on running. So we're coming back. We're talking about being a single parent. Are you a single parent or are you a parent that's single? What's the difference? What is the difference? A single parent has absolutely no help from the other parent in raising their children. A person who is a parent that is single is one who has some sort of assistance from the other parent, but is unmarried or not in a relationship. That's the basics. That's the bottom line of it. Do you have any type of help whatsoever, whether you the mother or the father? And we so oftentimes we want to always say that it is the mother who is not getting any help from the father, and they are single parent. And the numbers do show that more oftentimes that is the truth. That is it's always mama's baby, daddy's maybe, and we don't know where daddy is. That is, to our shame, that is the truth. But there are a great many single fathers out there that don't get any assistance or any help from the mother. It's few and far in between, but there are some fathers out there who are raising their children by themselves. So I don't want to make it seem as though it's always a one-sided thing. So I'm always trying to be gender clear, if you will, to say, you know, it could go either way. There's people are people, and people do some ignorant shit. That's just all it is to it. People do some ignorant shit. You may have made a baby with one of those people. I'm sorry for you. It is a terrible thing. But our goal is to do something or to do things that are for the child, not for us. It's not about us anymore. Once you have a child, you brought a child into this world, it's really no longer about you. It's not about your feelings. It's not about how you felt about the relationship. It's not even about what the other person did. It's about what are they doing now or what can they do now to benefit this child. So when we talk about, you know, the different types of issues that you have to go through, the issues of a single parent are not the same as the issues of a person that's just single. The single parent is not worried about the other parent running off their potential suitor. You know, you're trying to get into a relationship with someone else. They're willing to take on your children and be a part of that child's life as well as be a part of your life. Well, you're single and the other parent is not in the picture. You don't have to worry about them, you know, stepping in and scaring off your new boo. You know, the single parent has no concerns about other people or the other potential suitors spending too much time with their kids. They mama or their daddy not there no more. So mama and dad are not worried about the other person. You know, I'm a father, so it would burn me up to know that my child was calling another joker daddy. You didn't come out of that sack. You came out of this one. Why are you calling him daddy? That would burn me up. So, but if you're a single parent, you don't have to worry about that because that other person is gone on off somewhere anyway. The single parent has no one else they have to get any okay from when it comes to decisions needing to be made regarding the child. When it comes to this child, the single parent, the buck stops with you. No one, you don't have to go to the mother or the father and say, well, hey, we need to make a decision about this, that, and the other. It's just you. You don't have to do. Now, of course, I'm pointing out these things because they're both good and they're both bad. And we'll get to that in a second. They're both good and they're both bad. The single parent I'm sorry, the single parent normally is not worried about visitation rights of the other parent. They're no longer around. It's just you. You ain't worried about what weekend is yours. You're not worried about where you're going to meet to drop off the child. You're not worried about when you're going to meet to pick up the child. There is no correspondence with the other person. The single parent normally gets no financial assistance from the other parent. You're single parent. You make it do what it do on your own. Mama or daddy or whatever parent is no longer in the house, not sending you a check. Whatever their reasoning is, they're not sending you a check. You don't get any financial assistance from that other parent. The single parent, let me say this: children of single parents normally they have no other recourse. So if I'm a child of a single parent and I go to mama, mama is the single parent, and I say, mama, can I have these $172 Jordans? And mama say no, then that's all I got. I can't go to daddy now and say, daddy, mama can't get these Jordans, can you get them? No daddy to go to, or vice versa, whatever the case may be. A single parent, their every waking moment has to do with that child. They don't get a break. We just talked about there are no weekends. Ain't nobody picking them up on no weekend. So if nobody's picking them up on the weekend, then they got Monday through Friday to get them up, get them ready for school. They got Monday through Friday that they're working with them on homework or what have you. They have Monday through Friday that they got to get them fed and in the bed. And then Saturday and Sunday come around. Whatever activities that they have, they got to keep feeding them and doing everything. The single parent has to deal with that child 24 hours a day, but 7 days a week, 365 days a year. This is what they do. They are a single parent. The parent that's single, on the other hand, just the opposite, they have just the opposite of what the single parent has. Does the other parent still have feelings for you? Or do they simply not want to see you with anyone else? This is what the parent who's single has to deal with. You're single, but the parent of your child is still wanting to be with you. So they don't want to see you happy or with anyone else. So you got to deal with that drama. You have another parent that you have to keep in contact with. So all major moves and decisions have to be discussed with the other parent. Baby want to go to summer camp. Well, you don't just send the baby off to summer camp. You got to talk to the other parent about that. Did you have any plans? Did y'all have some family reunions you wanted to go to? Were you trying to do any traveling for the summer? You have to talk to them about anything, a major purchase. My oldest boy just turned 16, so we got to start talking about cars and getting to college and things of that nature, major financial commitments that we got to start looking into now. So everything that has to do with the parent who's single, now you have to talk to that other parent on making major decisions about these children. The financial issues of a parent that's single would normally stem from what they deem that they don't get enough support instead of none at all. See, there are a lot of parents who you get child support or you get some type of financial assistance, but you feel as though you don't get enough. Well, you have to look at some that don't get any at all. But that's another issue of a single person. You have another parent. They give you something. They just don't give you everything that you need, or they don't give you enough. A parent who's single can get a break. Now, the only problem with that is they can get a break, but it has to be that break has to be agreed upon based on everybody else's schedule. Whether it be based on the schedule that the court deemed or based on the schedule that you two got together and agreed upon, you have to have a compromising situation with both parents in order to do this, because you're working together. In whatever level that is, you're attempting to work together. This is what you're trying to do. So you're a parent who is single. You may not be in a relationship. You don't have nobody, but you have someone or someone else who is looking out for the best interest of your child. Y'all understanding the difference now? Because we hear a lot of people, and I'm saying this because it's not just men, it's men and women. Men and women who are raising their children, but they go around talking about how, oh, well, I'm a single parent, I can't do this, I'm a single parent, I can't do that, I'm a single parent, I got these kids raised, it's just me. No, it's not just you. There are real single parents who are out here struggling that don't get any of the assistance that you get. You at least get to drop them little boogers off every other weekend. No, it's not much. No, you may only be getting, and I'm gonna let me put this out here for you to give you an understanding of why I think the way that I think, and I'll even go into how and share my own personal situation with you so that you'll understand why I think this way. So my mother, of course, many of you that know me know that, my mother was a single mother. She raised me by herself. I thank God for grandparents and, hell, even great-grandparents that stepped in and took up a lot of the slack, to get me the things that I needed and to, my grandparents, my grandfathers and uncles and things, the men that were in my life, stepped in. To show me how to be a man and what things, you needed to be a man and all of those types of things. Made sure that I had everything that I needed. But I was with my mother. When I wasn't with my mother, I was with my grandparents. And here was the wonderful thing about my situation is I was with both my maternal and my fraternal grandparents. The wonderful thing about my mother, she did not keep me from my father's family, even though he was not, sending any money. He wasn't picking me up on weekends or doing anything like that. But she did not keep me from his family. The family didn't do nothing to her. He got her pregnant. She laid down and had me. Why would she have any animosity towards the family? Whatever the family may have thought of her, they loved her to death. But what if the family hated her guts? As long as the family wasn't getting me over there telling me your mama ain't shit, then why would she try to keep me from the family if the family don't mean me no harm? Yeah, we got to be better than that. So, again, I thank God for my grandparents and my mom not being so evil to where she try to keep me from them or try to manipulate them, using me to manipulate them. But it wasn't until I was 13 years old. When I turned 13 years old, my mom finally decided, okay, well, I'm going to go and try to get some child support for this boy. She went to the court and she won in court. Let me tell you what the winning lotto numbers were. When I was 13 years old, the courts decided that my father would have to pay $125 a month in child support and that I would have to get his last name. I would have to begin using his last name. That was one of his stipulations. If he paid child support, then I would need to get his last name, which my mom agreed to. Okay, fine. And that $125 was based on whatever percentage of income that he had, as well as the fact that he had other children. So from the time I was 13 to the time I was 18, it was 5 years. This was back in the day, so I don't think they did all that whole back child support thing. My father was responsible for paying $125. Now, my mother was a single parent up until then when she started getting a whopping $125 a month for me. Now, many of you know how much it takes to raise a child or to care for a child. And when you break down the numbers, you know that, that didn't really do anything. What the hell? $125? What the hell are you going to do with $125? There are people who don't get any of that. that don't get anything and who make less money than you who are supporting their children by themselves. Even with that being said, let me explain how I feel about child support. This is how I feel about child support. Man, woman, male, female, black, white, whatever your case may be, I believe that child support should be used as a last resort. That should be your last resort. People who use it as a means to control the lives of the other parent should be caned by like a ninjutsu swordsman or something. You should be caned because now you're just trying to be a mess and you're perpetuating the mess. You're continually putting it out there that we as a society, one, can't control our own urges and unctions where sexuality is concerned, and you're also perpetuating the lie that we bring lives into this world to either control other people or to make money off of the system. Yeah, you need to be caned. Male or female, you trying to get her pregnant so that you can live up on more food stamps, whatever the case may be, your ass need to be caned. Yeah, come see me about it. Do not use children to manipulate the other parent. No, the money is not for you. It is for the kids. What I mean by that? That doesn't mean that my mother was supposed to take that $125 and give it to me. No, that's not what that means. It does mean that, no, mama does not go and use, since it's only $125, she's supposed to go get her hair and nails and all that other crap done that we talk about women going do or supposedly do when they get child support from a father. And brothers who think that, or, you know, guys, you think that you're giving these women child support money and they're doing that with that money. What you need to look at, if you see her and her hair and nails are done, you look at your child. If your child is clean, they're fed, they're clothed, and you go to the house to pick the child up, it's not a box on the back stoop where your child has to live. What does it matter if her hair and nails are done? As long as that child is well taken care of, whatever you're giving her, your child shouldn't have raggedy clothes unless you're not giving her enough to get them some clothes, or vice versa. Chick, don't complain when you give them a little bit of money and the child doesn't have everything. Now, on that same token, you can't squeeze blood from a turnip. You laid down and had a baby with a joker that don't make no money. Just because you get pregnant, if he wasn't shit when you laid down with him, or she wasn't a damn worth a damn when you got her pregnant, then what makes you think a baby is going to change any of that? Pray, hope they do, but don't bank on it. If that doesn't happen, you can't squeeze blood from a turnip. My mother was able to get what the maximum the court could get, which was $125. She could have went, oh, your dad, and this is one thing that my mother never did, regardless of how she felt, she never came to me and said, your dad ain't shit. I mean, from 0 to 13, and even after 13 to 18, she never once said to me, your dad ain't shit, never was shit, ain't gonna never be shit. She never did that to, she never spoke ill about my father to me. As I got older, I had to grow into my own, and you will see that if you have an absent parent, that the child will know and understand that I have an absent parent. The child will come to see my mama ain't shit, my daddy ain't shit. The child will come to see that. If a child continues to go to that parent who is not in the home, who does not spend time with them, who they can never see that parent doing anything for them, then the child will get into their own mind. They'll come to their own conclusion. Oh, this mofo ain't shit. I ain't no need me imagining for nothing. You know, that the child will see that. You don't have to reinforce something that the kid will see anyway. So, you know, don't build into that. Don't push negativity into your kid. You're only making it worse for the child. If you have another parent who is willing and able to do anything for that child, allow them to do it. They're not going to do everything the way that you want them to do it, and they're not going to do everything the way that you do it. But allow them to be there when they can be there for that child. Regardless of what it is, if all they can do is pick them up on the weekends, let them pick them kids up for the weekend and go to their mama house with them. Let them take them out for some ice cream or something. Why are you holding the child hostage away from the other parent just because the other parent is not able to meet your financial needs? Yeah, I know. The child needs clothes. They need food. They need a place to stay. They need to have health care. You know, they need all of these things, and you're having to fit the bill all by yourself. But even though you're having to fit the bill all by yourself or whatever you're having to do, if the other parent can do anything, I know it's not enough. Let them do it. Let them be in that child's life. They deserve, if the other parent is not abusive, they ain't blowing weed smoke in their face. Now, I got to take it old school. They ain't blowing reefer smoke in their face. They ain't shooting dope in front of the kid, teaching them shit. You know, they're not putting the kid in some sort of dangerous position. Allow them to see and spend time with that kid, because if that's all they have, let them give them all that they have. That is their right and obligation as a parent, to give all that they actually have to that child. It's their kid too. They laid down and helped make it. They don't have two nickels to rub together. You lay down with that joker that don't have two nickels to rub together or anything else to give them. If all they have is time, let them give them that time. Back up out of it. They're not putting the kid, and don't try to use that mess. Their daddy's a crackhead, so I can't. That's putting them in a. If I let them go with the daddy, that's putting them in a dangerous place. Or that's putting the child in danger. No. You got a crackhead daddy or a crackhead mama. You want them to see that mama, or that the mama still wants to see them. It might be that child that makes the change in them for them to get better. Let them call you up and say, hey, can we meet at the McDonald's for an hour and a half so I can spend a little time with my kids? Go to the dang McDonald's. Let them get a happy meal and play in the balls with their crackhead other parent. Let them spend some time with that child. It's that child's love that may turn them around to get them a better job, to get their life together so that they can begin to help you out. The more that you can try to foster a better relationship with the parent of your child, whatever that past is, the more opportunity you have to foster a better relationship with the parents, with the other parent of your child, the better that child's life will be, as well as the easier it will be for you to raise that child. There's nothing like having somebody else to lean on in raising your child. And I got about 5-6 minutes, so I have to share my own situation. Everybody knows, well, most people know, that I'm divorced. I can't say my ex-wife because she got on to me about that when we first got divorced, and she came up with the term, I'm not your ex-wife, I'm not your baby mama, and you ain't my baby daddy. We don't have baby mamas and baby daddies in this household. We are co-parents. We not ex nothing. We co-parents. We are here as a force to raise these children. This is what we do. Everybody don't understand that? Kiss ass, kick rocks. Get from here. And we have stuck to that. We couldn't be together, but we have made a commitment to do whatever is necessary to raise these children. So we have to constantly communicate or have to keep in constant communication to make sure that our children get what they need from the both of us. So what we have, and I think that more people need to do this, and I think we will get rid of a lot of the issues that we have today with people who are raising children in two different households or people that have to pay child support or what have you. Let's get rid of child support altogether. Let's get rid of that altogether. You don't need to pay no child support. You need to just support the child. How about that? So what needs to happen? Well, and this is hard to do. This is not the easiest thing to do, but I'm going to give it to you in 5 minutes. Watch me. And what you have to do, or what we do, we rotate care for the children. And let me tell you what this does for the men who don't understand what happens with that child support money, or the women who have to pay child support. You don't understand what's going on with that child support. You think you're paying too much, or you thinking they doing this or that with the other money. Well, this is what happens. Well, for 7 days, I get the kids. The kids are mine. For lack of a better term, I'm a single parent for 7 days. I'm single-ish. How about that? Because if I call her, if I need her, if I need my co-parent and I call her, she will be there. On her 7 days, if she calls me and she needs me, I will be there. That's how we work. We work as a team in raising these children. So for 7 days, I have them. If they sick and need to stay home from school, guess who else got to stay home? I can't call her and say, hey, the kid's sick. You stay home from school, because if you're a single parent or you're the person who has that child, you have primary custody of that child, they get sick, you stay home, you lose a day of work, you have to give up your sick day or what have you. So on those days, I have to do that. What if your co-parent had to do that? For 7 days, I got to feed them. I'm not just giving her a check to say, here's the money, make sure the kid gets fed. I got to make sure they have food when they come here. I got to make sure that they have clothes. So we got to get together and say, hey, they need, she's wonderful at this. Hey, they need winter clothes, because I ain't keeping up. Y'all got some clothes? All right, then. No, because I'm not good at that. She's going to look at them and say, that's too tight, that's too small, they need new coats or what have you. She's going to do that. And we're going to come together, we're going to set a budget, and we're going to go buy some clothes. We split it. She pays her half, I pay my half. They need health care. What's the health care going to cost? We're going to put them on your plan, put them on my plan. The extra in that, we're going to split that. Whatever they need, we come together and say, this is what they need. This is how much it's going to cost. Pay your half of it, and I'll pay my half. Now, what happens when I don't have my half or she don't have her half? Hey, can you take care of this? Because they still need it, so it's got to get done. And let me pay on it. You know, I ain't got it. Let me pay on it. Or she will say, or I will say, well, look, don't worry about it. I got this. When you down, I got you. The children are taken care of. But for the whole 7 days I got them, they mine. They my responsibility. We got to do homework. We got to study for tests. We got to make sure that you got stuff to wear to school. You got program stuff. You got to be there early. You got to stay late. That's my responsibility, and I think that if more men or parents who are outside of the household had to do those same things, then a lot of men would be like, hell, the hell with that. Let me just send you the check. But you need to be able to know what's going on with that child to truly understand what it is to be a parent. When you up at 3 a.m. holding their hair back over the toilet while they throwing up, and you're up all night long and still got to find a sitter so you can go into work and got to go through that day, you know, you learn some things about being a parent. So in the last 30 seconds of this call, I want y'all to do this. Find a way to communicate with your co-parents. Cooperate, compromise, try to build a relationship with them in parenting. You ain't got to get back with them, but for the sake of that child, do what you got to do to make sure that both of y'all have ample access to be in that child's life. We have to do better at bringing up our children and letting them know that they are loved by both father and mother. Whatever your situation is, I hope this has helped you out. I want y'all to do better. Y'all have a wonderful evening.